houses on either side, just farmland, dry stone walls, and looming, rustling trees, rendered as swift-moving shadows in the night. Stephanie put up her hood, thrust her hands in her pockets, lowered her chin to her chest, and crossed over to the right-hand side of the road. This was so she could better see any traffic coming towards her, but then the long dark road began to turn and twist in on itself, becoming serpentine, and a blind corner in one direction was as bad as one in the other direction. Several cars passed her in the night, and the occupants all remembered seeing her. Stephanie thought, correctly, that a hunched, hooded figure bent into the driving rain might seem quite alarming, given the conditions. Most of the time she was able to dodge over to the other side of the road, the sweep of headlights giving her ample time to make a move towards safety. There was hardly any verge to speak of, on the rare occasion when two cars passed each other in the treacherously narrow route. Once, Stephanie hugged the lichen-infused dry stone walls, grimacing at the sensation of moss underneath her fingernails, hoping that the driver on her side of the road wasn't given to cutting a corner. Once, someone beeped at her. She had a shutter-click impression of a jeering face, and then something was thrown from an opened window, an empty beer can, rebounding off the slate and rolling forlornly after her down a slight decline. Stephanie didn't even have to dodge it, but the encounter jolted her. "I have to get off this road," she thought, and quickened her pace. Soon she came to the bridge. The trek had seemed longer than when she had previously taken this route in bright sunshine, and was reassured by its solid archway, as well as the white letters on green background that read, "Ferngate, 2 miles. 2 miles was nothing, of course. Back in the training days, 2 miles was the distance she would clock up on a rest day. A trot to ease her muscles on a treadmill, maybe, after some weights. As the rain grew more violent, trickling down the back of her neck and plastering her fringe to her forehead, it occurred to her to run. "Just cut your losses. Tonight's not the night for it. Make an excuse later. You've got plenty of time to think one up." Over the bridge, she glanced at the eerie phosphorescence of the rain-swollen river, a muted white explosion as the flow of the water met the boulders at the riverbank. "I wonder if there's a troll under here," she thought, then quickly thought of something else. Once she was past the bridge, the road grew straight and flat, bordered only by bushes separating farmland on either side. The rain eased off into a steady drizzle, and Stephanie felt comforted in the simplicity of the route ahead. A big, heavy vehicle approached behind her. Even before its headlights picked her out in the road ahead, Stephanie could imagine the water it displaced, as if a tank was fording a river. Looking over her shoulder, all she could see were twin beams, painfully bright in the gloom. The vehicle slowed and pulled up beside her, the rain cast in molten sparks through its headlights. Rain slicked the passenger side window as it slowly lowered. A cheery, broad face appeared. "You all right there, love?"
"I'm fine,"
she managed, making eye contact with him. Then she spoiled this assertiveness by adding,
"I do wish I was a dog, all the same."
The driver grinned. "That's the truth. Don't suppose I can offer you a lift. It's a devil of a night to be out here on your own."
"I'm fine, thanks. I'm just going along the road here."
"You sure?"
"Absolutely sure. Final answer."
"Well, I had to ask. Take care. I hope your God goes with you." The window buzzed closed again, and the Land Rover moved off, its taillights receding in the horizon, and then lost in a sudden bend. His name was Jed Mulrine, and the police were very interested in him for a long time afterwards. They took great care to trace his movements, as well as examining his Land Rover in quite literally forensic detail. These inquiries established firmly that Jed Mulrine...